All right, 2:24 p.m. on October 12th, 2021. And this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly's preview of the New Orleans Pelicans. Well, shout out to doing previews during my lunch break. It's a good thing this podcast is, I made a decision to do a very short podcast because I can edit and post a podcast in a lunch break. That's nice. Anyway, you want to hear about the Pelicans. So, well, you know, they had a pretty interesting offseason. In a lot of ways, it was them kind of resetting the moves that they did last year. It's kind of funny. A lot of teams did that. But this was definitely them maybe deciding that going all in on veteran defense wasn't exactly the way to do it. So they're definitely set up to for the young people to kind of find where they fit this year. And, you know, for some reason, the media just hates the Pelicans. I don't know why. I don't like David Griffin. I don't think he's that great of a GM, but I don't think he's bad as most of the media thinks. Most of the media thinks this guy's like the worst GM ever, and I don't quite get that. But, like, talking about the team specifically, it's a great young core. So many players that are young and ready to go and ready to be good role players for Zion going forward. And they have a nice core of, like, whatever the... Not quite, like, veteran, like Rondo, but, you know, veteran, like, guys who have been around the league for a couple years, like in, they'd be the juniors of the high school in the high school analogy. People like Ingram and Devontae Graham, who I think I like Devontae a lot more than Lonzo, so that helps. And Jonas Valanciunas. That was pretty close. I think he's quietly one of the better bigs in the league. At least in offense. And that caveat is important because defense has always been the problem with this team. Even when they had good defenders, the team was bad at defense. And it looks to be very bad in the preseason. Obviously, you can't judge a lot in the preseason, so you don't want to get too carried away. But in the preseason, it looks very bad. Hopefully they can get a handle on that. But yeah, it doesn't matter if, like, Zion is healthy. Their defense kind of becomes secondary. If Zion is healthy and can just be this unstoppable force who gets all the other team's big men into foul trouble and even some of the little men in foul trouble, all of a sudden the other team's defense isn't that great either. And then you have a team full of guys who can really score and get it done. So yes, a lot of this is hinging on Zion. And I know he is injured right now, and I'm also not confident that he's going to be looking too great at the start of the season just because he's definitely a little bit bigger. But when if he can come along about a quarter of the way through the season and be in game shape and healthy, yeah, I think this team can be better. I think this team can be better than last year and scare some people. I don't know if it's good enough to be a play-in team, but I definitely think I think they'll be better. And who knows? Like, who knows who's going to be worse this year, for sure. So, I think overall, better for the New Orleans Pelicans.